What's up, everybody? My name is Lee. Some of you guys might know me as Intuition, and you're tuned into Kinda Neat. Thank you guys for tuning in again. I'm sorry for the week off. I was on a 10-day trip in Florida and Arizona doing photo work to pay the bills. You know how that goes sometimes. First things first, thank you guys for subscribing to our YouTube channel. It has been, this is the 1 year anniversary of it. We released our first video on March 7th of 2013. And I told Ben when we started, I'm like, I think we'll hit about 10K within the first year as far as subscribers. And guess what? Today we hit 10,000 YouTube subscribers, and it's all because of you guys that tune in. So thank you so fucking much for that. Almost 1.5 million views on the channel as well. I know that I shouldn't watch numbers like that, but it's just the thing that I do. I like to watch statistics. I'm sure I would like love fantasy baseball if I ever had enough time to do it. But anyhow, follow us on Twitter at That's Kinda Neat. Follow me on Twitter at It's Intuition. Follow my man Ben Shim behind the boards making the shit sound buttery at I Am Database. I feel like I'm like not as good at this as I used to because I haven't done a podcast in 3 weeks and I'm all rusty. But anyhow, follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/kindaneat, youtube.com, which I just talked about, /That's Kinda Neat, where you should subscribe and just watch every video for fun, and they're fucking fun and awesome and great. I want to let you guys know that the album is mastered. We had Daddy Kev master it, and it sounds great. We're really happy with it. Hearing it for the first time was like literally hearing it for the first time. The masters, they got us really amped, and we're excited, and we're working on cover art, and we're trying to get it out to you in a timely fashion. So bear with us. I'm not going to say a date yet, but just know it is on the way, and it's shaping up to be an awfully good project. But I want to get into some funny, embarrassing stories because I still have a shitload of those backed up, no pun intended. And today I'm not going to share one of my own because these two are like so kind of similar and fucked up that I do have an embarrassing story that will match these, but I'm going to read them both anyways because they're funny. Here is one from a gentleman who will remain unnamed. I had just met the girl that would turn into be my girlfriend of 8 years. It was literally the second time we'd ever hung out. I was really into snowboarding, and she wanted to learn, and I wanted to teach her. There was a bus that went from our city all the way up to the mountain, which was about a 2-hour drive, and neither of us had our driver's license at the time. I'd eaten a rather large breakfast, and my nerves were kicking up because I liked this girl so much. We'd gotten about an hour into the trip, and my stomach started grumbling on the bus. I knew immediately I had to shit like there was no tomorrow. At the time, I was an extremely nervous pooper. What the fuck? Extremely nervous pooper. How funny is that? They had a bathroom on the bus, but the bus was rather small, and there was no way I was going to be the one to blow it up. It was getting much, much harder to hold it in, and I couldn't even think anymore. Finally, someone got up and took a shit in the bathroom. So thank fucking God someone else had blew it up first, and no one would think it was me. I told her I had to go take a quick pee, and I figured I could just take a quick shit and let my stomach settle. As I said before, at the time I was a nervous shit taker, so I burst in the door and hovered above the seat with a mighty, mighty explosion, but I didn't realize that I was missing the toilet completely. Fuck. Shit was literally splashing all over my pants and my jacket, and I freaked the fuck out. This story's too much. I was literally covered in shit on a tiny ass bus with a girl that I was crazy about, so I had to think quick as to what I could tell this girl. I'm literally sweating bullets at this point. I clean myself up as best as possible, zip up my jacket, and walk out. Everyone is literally cringing on the bus from the smell. I sat down next to her as if nothing had happened. She didn't notice anything at first until she went to cuddle in and put her head on my chest and immediately yelled, "What the fuck? There's shit all over your jacket." I didn't wash my hands before zipping up my zipper. Disgusting, I know. Jesus, man, what are you thinking? Wash your hands. I played it off like, "What? Oh, shit, what the fuck? Yeah, babe, there was shit all over the bathroom, but I didn't want to say anything. This is nasty. I guess it must have just gotten on me as I was walking out." Hey, good turnaround, man, you did that. I immediately whipped my jacket off and said, "I'm going to have to burn this thing. That's so gnarly and gross." And she bought the entire story. Boom. I want to say congratulations on your quick thinking on your toes. That was amazing. And obviously that was a very disgusting and embarrassing story because I couldn't even keep my face straight while I was trying to repeat your story. So good job. The closest thing that I could think of to that, I'm running out of poop stories. I've told you guys all my good poop stories, I think. But the closest one that I have to that is I was camping one time with some friends out of this place in Alaska called Birch Lake. And we used to go out there. It was like, it's owned by like the military. And so it was like for military families to go out, you buy a campsite and chill, whatever. So we rented a campsite and we're out there staying. And out in the woods, there's this rope swing that you can hang on to and jump into the lake. And so we were out there by this rope swing and we're jumping into the water and there's like chicks around. There's, I think, at least four of my friends. Shout out to Nick, Adam, Sean, and I think Josh, and then some chicks. And I can't remember which girls they were, but shout outs to them girls too. We probably had fun when I was in high school. And after jumping off the swing a few times into the lake, I realized that I needed to take a shit really fucking bad. And we were like down a dirt road hill and swung around. And I think there was a porta potty at the top of the hill, but it was probably a good, I would say, a quarter mile away. And I just knew that I didn't have time to make it. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We're in the woods. And then there's a lake that I can jump into to wash off afterwards. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a shit out here in the woods. And so I walked a few feet away from where the group was, what I thought was far enough away, but apparently it was not. And I said, hey, I was like, don't look back here, I'm going to take a shit. And whenever you tell somebody, hey, don't look back here, the first thing they're going to do is everybody's going to look back there. And so I go to squat down between a couple of trees and bushes, and I just immediately start shitting, and everybody looks back, and they're like, oh my God, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're so gross. And, you know, later my friends tell me, like, you know, they look back, and all they could see is, like, my balls dangling and a fucking giant turd coming out. But in front of them, and it was terrible, and they're clowning, and all the girls are fucking disgusted and like, oh my God, how could you do that? I'm like, yo, I couldn't make it, and we're in the woods, you know. And then one of my friends is like a horrible, just disgusting person. I'm like trying to play it off like, ah, I don't give a fuck, I'm just gonna jump in the lake, wash it off. I do that, and they're like, oh, you tainted the whole lake. And I'm like, man, do you know how much fish jizz is in this lake? It doesn't matter about a little poop. But one of my friends picked up a stick and like started poking the turd and like lifted it up. Like, oh, it was so bad. I shouldn't even be telling this. It's disgusting. And I'm sure that has like, that's probably ingrained in their memory as well. But that was a very embarrassing and disgusting moment. And I have one more poop story to tell next week that somebody sent that is pretty funny, I think. But after that, I'm going to have to stop with the embarrassing stories because I think they're getting just a little too scat-tacular. But anyhow, this week on the show, we have Quale Chris. I say his name wrong every fucking time because I'm ignorant, but he's a good dude from Detroit. He's moved around a lot though. And, you know, honestly, we get off to a little rough start. I don't think he was expecting it to be like a show about, you know, his personal life. And so I kind of delved in too fast, and that's my fault. It's like I said, I'm a little rusty. We haven't done one in a few weeks, but it comes back around and we get comfortable. You know, the dude makes dope music. He sounds like a Detroit rapper through and through, which is a style that I enjoy, and I think you guys will like him too. So go to the YouTube channel and check him out performing Loop Dreams. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Quale Chris. Quale, that's your real first name?
Quale.
Sorry. Quale. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fuck it.
White guy fucking enunciation.
No, that's cool, man. That's cool. I don't give a shit. I know what you was trying to say.
That's your real name?
Fuck it. Yeah, it's my real name. No, you know, I was born with a different name, but yeah.
But that's your nom de plume at this point then?
Yeah, fuck it.
Okay,
just
word.
Call me Quale.
Quale. Quale. I will probably fucking misappropriate that the whole time.
No, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
That's cool. Go for it. We'll make a game out of it.
Yeah. Drink your game every time that I say your name wrong.
That shit would be wretched by the end.
People be drunk as shit.
Oh,
where are you from?
From Detroit. I consider Detroit home, but I was born in up north New York. Like, I found out like recently. I didn't notice. I found out it's Johnson City, which is kind of cool.
Where's that at?
I don't know. Like, kind of like by Binghamton and shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about I don't know anything about geography in general, as I feel most Americans don't.
Yeah, right, really, dog. Yeah, I know where I've been.
When did you move to Detroit?
Well, like I said, like all my family's from Detroit, so I was always going to Detroit, and then moved down there like about like 6, 7, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. What were your folks doing up in New York?
They just working and shit. Yeah, my pops, you know, he designed shoes and shit. So
really, for who?
A bunch of people.
That's
like, yeah, like even like Doc Martin type shit.
Really?
Yeah, interesting.
That's
shit.
Dope. What's mom do?
Kill at everything. And she was doing like retail and shit. Okay. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know. You know, just regular shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like I know some dudes that design shoes in real life, and I feel like they're very creative people in general. Was dad painting and stuff like that?
Yep. Yep. Painting. You know, the whole nine, playing the keys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He used to play the roads all the time, getting us to paint and shit.
Grew up in an artsy household. A little bit?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Musical
yeah,
household,
he was, like,
too?
Doing crafts and stuff. Yeah, I mean, music was always around.
Yeah,
was always around.
What kind of music?
All types of shit, like Bruce Hornsby and, like, Stevie and, you know, everybody. Everybody that was dope at doing any type of music, because, like, my pops listened to everything. And,
right.
It's kind of diverse.
How many brothers and sisters?
Just brothers.
Yeah?
Two brothers, yeah.
Two brothers?
Yup, older and younger.
So you're the middle child?
Yeah.
Yeah? So are you the attention seeker then?
I don't think so, no.
No?
No, not at all.
Your rap career wouldn't say so.
I don't know. That shit just kind of happened, man, rap shit. But like, not like that. I don't like to say like, this shit just kind of happened. But like,
nah, I know. What's the age difference in your brothers?
Older is way older. Younger is a little bit younger.
So with the little bit younger one, were you guys super competitive? I have a younger brother. We're only like 2 years apart, and we used to fight like cats and dogs.
Yeah, we would fight. I don't know if it was competitive. I can't remember, but I know we would go at it. But like, that's like, you know what I mean? That's my dog, Moselle. He does a lot of songs with me. Like, we kind of rapping together when we were kids.
Oh, no shit.
Like, playing around and making songs and shit.
Yeah, my brother and I, like, face-to-face just couldn't fucking get along. And then when I finally moved out and went to school, that's when we started getting along really well.
I think that was me and my older brother.
Yeah.
It wasn't until later that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, he's so much older that, you know.
Right.
He was doing all types of other shit.
Right.
I was living vicariously.
Yeah, so what took the folks back to Detroit?
Same shit, work. We would just move because of work, and then I just move all around anyway.
Yeah.
I just kind of enjoy seeing different shit. So
right.
I always just start, once I could jump around, I just jumped around.
When you guys moved back, was that before the economy kind of bottomed out in Detroit or what?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't even know if I really cared about that type of shit like that. But I think like over time, I always saw like a progressive, you know what I mean, change in like the neighborhood and shit like that. Like, going back to my grandma's and shit, like, you could see like it changing and kind of just falling apart. I think it was just the younger folks didn't really have that real, like, you know, we got to take care of the neighborhood type shit. And then, you know, shit would be piling up because people weren't doing bulk pickup. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
City stopped caring. The people stopped caring. Shit just happens.
Yeah. What part of the city are you, or were you, or did you grow up in Detroit?
Well, that was the east side, mm-hmm. but east side.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about Detroit other than that they painted it to be like, they basically painted it to be like, it is what RoboCop was painting the picture of it to be at that time. Like, Detroit was all fucked up in RoboCop when we were kids.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? I think when you're a kid, like everywhere I was when I was young, they didn't really, you know what I mean? Like, I knew there was shit happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would hear stories or, you know, see shit or be involved in whatever shit. But it seemed normal at the time. Yeah, when you're a kid, it just seems like whatever the fuck it is. You know what I mean? And then, like, you go back to wherever that place is, and then you go, oh, man, like,
this shit was crazy.
I didn't realize it looked like this. Like, you know what I mean? You just, you know,
right.
You don't really notice when you're a kid.
What was the schools like?
Schools for me were like, I mean, for like younger years, it was interesting because I felt like I went to a lot of different schools mm-hmm. like early. And then, but then like I was in school in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was in high school in St. Louis. So that shit was dope.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like outside of school was great as far as I'm concerned. Like, because, you know, at some point we started making music and shit and, you know, that shit was fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, once that started happening, like, I didn't like high school because, like, we started battling. So you had to do that. You know what I mean? And I didn't really care, but you feel like you have to.
Yeah.
So you just start battling everybody and you know, every day you have to be ready to rap at somebody and, you know.
Yeah, like your style seems a bit more laid back than.
Now it is.
Yeah.
Now it is. I used to be on some like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then that shit started fucking up my throat. I realized that shit was stupid. And then my homie, you know, one of my brothers, you know, kind of told me, you know, he was like, dog, just rap how you talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it took a little while for me to, because I was just so used to, like, just using my voice like an instrument type shit.
Right.
So it was just, I was just rapping however I thought that shit sounded cool.
Right. So when you're in elementary school in Detroit, what's the racial makeup of the school like? Is it a diverse school or what?
I was in Taylor.
Yeah.
And I went to I'm weird because, like, a lot of my memories, I kind of mush them around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I know what the fuck happened. But, like, you know, shit yeah. like this.
Kinda, it holds up the beer in his hand.
Yeah, kind of get rid of shit sometimes. But, like, you know, and I know I went to, like, at first there was, like, a school. It was, like, all white or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember the little kids used to call me nigga. That shit used to fuck me up.
No shit.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I remember that shit. You know what I mean? And I never really, like, bring shit back up, like, with people. I'm not really one of them type of people, so.
To dwell on things?
Yeah. Like, you know, I know that shit happened, though. I'm pretty sure that shit happened. That shit was crazy. I think I left that school and then went to some other school. I don't know.
Why were you at an all-white school?
Taylor was pretty white at that time.
That's the neighborhood or what?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it still is pretty white.
Yeah. Did you take to school? Were you an early reader and stuff like that?
I mean, you know, I was good at doing what you needed to do to pass.
To get
you know
by.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't really care. I still have, like, I think I always did. You know, my mom always said I used to be, like, whatever with a lot of things, you know, like, whatever. You know, I'm cool, whatever. I'm still kind of that way.
Yeah.
You know, I just, just went to school, did it. You know what I mean? I know even to this day, you know, shit, you know, that. Really, you know, that was important to my parents, you know, really important to my mother and shit like that. So to me, it was like, fuck it, just do that.
Just
and then
do
whatever you want. Whatever else.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Are you a lifelong learner? Do you still love learning?
I like experiencing. I'm not, like, you know what I mean? As of late, I haven't really been, like, diving into books and shit like that. But I'm really big on just, you know.
Going out and doing shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know, not like, you know, I'm not really like go out to the club, et cetera, type. Like, you know, if there's an opportunity to just go see something, I just go do something I haven't done. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just do it.
Right.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Right. So. How'd you guys end up in St. Louis for high school?
Same shit.
Just
man.
Moving and
just
working?
Just moving, yeah.
How far is St. Louis from Detroit?
Not too long. I don't know, probably about, let's say, Detroit, and then you gotta go through Chicago. It might actually be a little longer, probably like 10 hours, something like that.
Really?
12, something like
yeah,
that.
It's interesting because, like, Detroit and St. Louis are both, like, painted as fairly dangerous places, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, how did you stay out of trouble as a kid, or were you a troublemaker?
I wasn't a troublemaker, but, like I said, I felt like for a while, like, I was always in some room working on music. Like, you know what I mean? That was just wherever I was at, you know what I mean? Like, for a while. Like, there was a little while where it wasn't really that way, but, like, whenever I could sit and make music, that was what I was kind of doing just on a humble, you know what
right.
I mean?
What age did that hit you?
Somewhere around then, like, when I was in St. Louis. So, like, that's what I was doing. So I wasn't really, like, we would go out, you know what I mean, all that shit, all the dumb shit that you would see, but, you know, for me, like, it was just, like, music.
What hit you and made you want to start doing it?
Seeing people around me doing it, Big Tone, or, like, people, like, that I knew, you know, they were older than me, but, you know, like, that I kind of knew Detroit folks and shit, and then getting, like, a lot of the tapes and shit my brother was bringing back from Detroit and just, like, just kind of realizing that it was, like, you could do it. And people around me started rapping at that time. You know, niggas were recording shit into, like, the answering machines. And wherever we could record, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once Three Way came out, doing, like, ad libs and everything over the
over the answering machine?
Yeah.
That's tight. What was the first tape that hit you? Like, what did you do? Was there some music you got obsessed with early on?
A lot of stuff. I don't know. Like, I'm not really, There's just a lot. It's so many things. Like, I remember, like, there was, like, a period where I was listening to, like, the Simply Red CD a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, I just...
That's an interesting answer.
Played that shit all the time. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why. You know, just it was, like, a lot of random shit.
People always clown me and tell me that I'm, like, a VH1 pop-up music video shit, but you know how Simply Red got their name?
No, not at all.
Okay, so back in the day when they were performing one of their first shows, wherever they're from, I think, I want to say England or whatever, wherever, they're like going on stage and the host goes, okay, we've got our next group coming on, and they're, what's your name again? And he goes, Red. Simply Red. Like, as if to say the only word is red. And so the fucking host guy goes, okay, next up is Simply Red. And then they just stuck with it. They ran with it. Yeah, yeah. So that's how they got their name.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah. Now you know. So Simply Red, what was their fucking big song?
They had holding back the years, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a hard one. Pretty cold.
Yeah. So then that's an interesting choice. What was, like,
my
the rap
used to, like, there was a period, I think, like, there was, like, a, oh, yeah, see, I was about to just go into some dumb shit.
Go into dumb shit. You got to, you tell stories about dumb shit.
Ah, fuck it.
That's what we like.
Yeah, no, don't, my, yeah, you started with, like, so many, like, real personal questions. I felt like I was being interrogated.
I know, I should have waited a little longer. I should have asked you how your day was going before I tried to stick it in. You know what I'm saying?
Real, like, I mean, you don't even have to pause that. That was just pretty fucking graphic.
You know what it is that I haven't done one of these in about 3 weeks, so I feel like I just lost my touch.
Ah, nah, that's cool, man. That's cool. Just, you know, chill out. Warm up. I'm with it, dog.
So tell me, dad, what? You were about to say something about Simply Red and your dad.
Oh, I was about to say he was listening to, like, just everything. So I was listening to whatever he was listening. I was getting his CDs, and then my brother, older brother, you know, hip hop all the way around. So whatever he was listening around, his tapes, whatever he had, I was listening to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At some point, started getting vinyls. I don't even remember how that started happening, and then started listening to that shit. And, you know, like I said, it's just that, it's that gateway drug shit. Like, music has a lot of gateway.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of gateway drugs, and now, like, it's like heroin. So, like, not everybody's just like fucking.
So what if you're, like, into Simply Red as a kid, like, what takes you from Simply Red to, like, I'm gonna write raps?
Oh, I mean, you know, hip-hop is always there, though. That's
just around,
like, though. Yeah, hip-hop is like that because it's everything.
Yeah,
there's not anything that's not hip-hop. So, like, shit, like, I remember, like, I know, like, you know, this is real stereotypical, but, like, fucking when I first got or heard Volume 1, I didn't get it myself, but my brother got it. Uh-huh. That shit was crazy.
The Jay-Z record? Which Volume 1? What are you talking about?
Slum.
Oh,
fantastic.
I thought you were talking about Life and Times of Jay-Z, the volume, Life and Times of Sean Carter, Volume 1.
That shit, dog.
Okay, so Slum Village.
Yeah, Slum Village, dog.
Yeah, that's some real Detroit shit, because, see, I don't know that... If I hear Volume 1, it's not what initially comes to my head.
That's fucking crazy.
What year is that came out?
That's like the first thing that comes to my head.
That's funny. I had to sit there and go, wait, which Volume 1 is he talking about?
That shit, when he was playing that, he brought that shit back on tape. Or wherever, however he got that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to play that shit all the time. All the fucking time. Yeah. I think, like, I was on the basketball team at that time. We went, like, on, like, a championship. Like, we was doing, you know, they was the champs. I wasn't really playing. I was just kind of, like, I was just there. That's what I felt like. And, but we was the champs, so my brother went with us, and we had, like, Volume 1 on the Walkman. You know what I mean? On the tape. And we was playing that shit all the fucking time. And they had that song that, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you. This shit was, you know, the fucking favorite song at that time.
Uh-huh.
And we were sharing rooms at that time. You know, the hotel, the basketball team, they kind of got the connected rooms. And I just remember, like, the next day, one of the parents were like, somebody was just cussing, like, all night. And it's because we were singing, I don't know why the fuck I'm fucking with you all night. That was my shit, so. But you wouldn't know because you don't know that shit. So fuck it, dog. There's somebody out there that was listening to that story and was like, yeah, dog.
There are plenty
shit.
Of people that do. I'll tell you. I had a friend my freshman year of college. I was super into Slum Village. And for some reason, I know that it's like sacrilegious, particularly in the Los Angeles hip hop scene, to not have been like taken aback by Slum Village. But I never really was.
Yeah,
you feel
I don't,
me?
Yeah, I don't really find it sacrilegious.
I mean, I obviously have much love and respect to Jay Dilla. And like Donuts stays on the phone all the time.
Nah, but you know, it's not even something where you have to be like, yeah. You know, it's not even like you got to be like, I got black friends and shit. Like, you know what I mean? You just got to. No, like, you know, all you got to, like, because, like, everywhere I go, like, every city I go to or everybody I meet, they always know somebody that's, like, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd be like, nigga, I have no idea who you're talking about.
I really,
you know what I mean?
I used to love Raise It Up. That was like the weed smoking anthem. My freshman year of college or sophomore year of college was like, Raise It Up. That beat still gets me. Mm. But yeah, I know this whole LA got really, really like inspired by Detroit for a few years there, man.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy.
Yeah, it was like the new Detroit. Everybody moved out here. When did you move out here?
I mean, I've only been out like on the West Coast for about like maybe 4 years. I don't know. My time be all off, but probably about like 4 years.
Yeah.
Like that. So, yeah, not that long. I came here from Chicago. Chicago.
So, I graduated high school from St. Louis.
Yep.
And then?
Then went back to Detroit.
Did you try school at all? Michigan. Did you go to college?
Yeah, I did. I went to Northern Michigan.
You graduate from there?
No, I didn't graduate from nowhere, man. That shit didn't work out that well.
Yeah. I mean, college, I don't know. Do you regret?
Because I regret because they make you pay for that shit.
Yeah, true.
I regret that shit.
True.
But, like, no, you know what I mean? Like, I don't regret it because, like, a lot of the shit that happened there, I'm, the old cliche and shit, and that's what reason I am where I am now. Blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right.
I wouldn't ask for none of it, you know, to be changed.
Right. You just kind of
say that.
Did you go with a plan in mind, or did you go on some like, it seems like it's what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, it was more the latter, man. It was kind of like, you know, go to college, but you know, like, and I picked like some old bogus music shit, like anybody with no real like ambitions does. pick some art shit. And then I didn't do good at that shit. Like, there was like a music something class.
Did you live on campus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
That shit was cool, man. I fuck with it. That shit was weird, dog. That's just a weird idea. Like, looking back at it, I'm like, damn, that's just weird. But yeah.
It is strange to gather, like, you know, thousands of kids who've never lived on their own before and just throw them into a fucking world together and let the chaos break loose.
Yeah, we was up in the sticks, so a lot of, like, bonfire parties and.
Yeah.
This shit was weird, though. A lot of, like, people that never have seen black people in their whole life, that shit was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in Alaska. We had a lot of bonfire parties.
Yep. There was like that stereotypical, like, you know, I kicked it with, you know what I mean? People that was cool people, you know, I kind of wonder what happened to them. I mean, I know like one of them, but like, like, you know, just that stereotypical black room where it was just like, you know, shit, we all black. So it's all chill in this room, shit. That shit was like college. That shit was like, you know, any college movie you see, that shit is always the same.
What do you think college. You would have majored in if you would have stuck around? You would have stuck with music?
Nah, I would have became a doctor or some shit. Some shit that's real beneficial. But I would have stuck with music and then eventually failed. So either I'd just be in school forever. Like,
right.
Finally just say that shit's not going to happen. Because it was dumb. Like, you know, you got to do dumb shit. That shit that you don't really want to do. That shit's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't really learning that. And then, like, the engineering classes, because I'm just looking at everybody else's boards like this, you know what I mean? I'd rather be like back at home messing around,
experiencing
with
it,
yeah, than fucking paying you guys to learn how to plug shit up.
Right.
I mean that shit probably hurts me, because you know what I mean, then I gotta come to, you know what I mean, brothers like Cav and shit to try to get my shit right, because you know, but like I still, you know, I go with real raw dog, you know, trial by fire. I'll be like mixing, you know, a lot of my own shit. I fuck with it. I like the way it sounds, you know what I mean? I've learned a lot, but I, you know, yeah, I'm not really good with the whole, like, you know,
mixing,
don't do this, do that shit.
Yeah,
that shit kills me, dog.
Word.
It drives me nuts.
You smoke a lot of weed?
I smoke a little bit, yeah.
What'd you start that? What did that become an aspect?
Oh, high school.
In high school? I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any funny stories
back
about
in those days.
Any funny stories about early times smoking weed?
I know the first time I smoked, I don't think I got high, man. I can't really remember, but I remember like that feeling of faking like I was high.
I feel
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel
I can write that.
Because I didn't start with like a blunt or no shit like that either. It was a joint or, you know, whatever. That shit was like apparatus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I wasn't really apparatus ready,
right?
Know what I mean?
It's hard to figure out how to do it right the first time.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Because it wasn't like a pipe, because my pops used to smoke a pipe, so I knew, like, you know, I knew a pipe, but it was like, I can't even remember. It was just some old, like, I was like, I don't even know what the hell this is, dog.
Yeah, I remember like the first time smoking weed, they're trying to explain to me how to use the carb, you know, because
yeah,
it had a pipe with a hole in it and shit. And they're like, yeah, you got to kind of like hold that and then let it go and then kind of like poke at it. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Now that shit just seems
second
like,
nature.
Yeah, but like
at the time, you're like, am I really high? Am I doing this right?
What the hell are you have me doing, man? Like, I thought this shit was from the earth. Why I got to run it through a factory and all this shit? Like, that shit's weird, dog.
Yeah.
But then now that shit is cool. I fuck with, you know, bongs and all that.
Yeah. When you were like, you know how everybody has their like high school stereotypical cliques? You got the jocks and the nerds and the stoners and the whatever, the skaters, like where would you have fallen in there?
I don't know. I was just like a dude.
A rap dude?
Yeah. I guess maybe I was a rap dude. Even to this day, like, I don't really get how people view me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good with that perception.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean? I don't know exactly where I fit in. I know who I kicked it with, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of them, you know, we were making music together, but like we had been homies for a little while.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I kind of just knew who I kicked it with, and, you know, it just worked. You know what I mean? I was cool with who I was cool with, but at the same time, I don't, you know, I ain't really have no problems with people.
Right.
Yeah, I just kind of live. I'm still, you know, still that way. Yeah. I was just kind of cool. You know, I was just somebody I'm sure that everybody just kind of was cool with. But I have no idea. I'd have to do, like, interviews. I want to go back and find out how the fuck people view me, because I have no idea. I was just there.
I've always wanted to interview all my ex-girls.
Yeah, that would be weird. I would not want to do that, though.
I feel like it would be very crazy to see what they think of you. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be very revealing. You must, like, you know what I mean, punching yourself.
Be a masochist?
Like
I must be a masochist? Nah, not even. I'm definitely a sadist, ladies, if you're tuning in. Nah, it's fine. All right, so you and your brother, you start tinkering with music around the time that you get to St. Louis. Like, he's a little younger, you're a little older. Like, how do you guys start that off? Is it like, yo, man, I'm rapping, you should rap too?
Nah, you know, it's rap is there. That's just, I don't know.
Did you guys start off, like, freestyling together and shit like that?
I think it's just, like, little shit. Like, you know what I mean? Even, like, if we was playing video games or something, you know what I mean? You just play the music off the video game and make a song over it. It was just, I don't know, it just kind of started happening.
You were using the answering machine to record, you said?
That was, like, just between friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we was just doing that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a way to record songs.
How'd you guys...
Then you can go back and play them later.
Yeah. So how was your first recordings like then? Like, what were you using?
I know you could tape in, you know what I mean, a lot of different ways, like taping to tape, you know, tape recorders, karaoke machines, you know what I mean, four tracks, any shit that you had like that. And then I think from there, like at some point, I don't remember exactly when, like, you could start doing, like, recording in the computers.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, I figured that out, running it through into something, running into the computer, into the mic on the computer, you know what I mean?
Once, yeah.
And then that, you know, doing that, yeah, I think it was just like that progression. But like, really, just it was just whatever, however you could record. You know what I mean? That was, yeah, early, it was just like however. Because I don't think I had a goal. Like, it wasn't like I, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, yeah, I'm about to like form a career.
Right. Yeah, I feel like some people wake up and go like, oh, I'm going to be a fucking platinum rapper. And other people just kind of like, it just, you go with the flow and you fall into it kind of.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm just making music. I like making music. I mean, I like sharing it with people, but I wasn't ever like sending my albums out to labels and, you know, I wasn't doing all that shit. I just like making music.
Did you ever join band when you were like a young kid? Did you play like any instruments?
Yeah, I played trumpet, but I played, yeah, that's just funny. I think whenever I think about high school, I was like a real underachiever too, man. I never really like, but anyway, Nah, like I played in high school. I don't remember exactly what years, but I know I was always like, I don't remember how it works number wise, but whatever. Like the worst trumpet that only has to play like two notes.
Yeah, like song. Seat four or some shit.
Yeah, I was always that.
That's like, did you learn to read music?
But I feel like I could play trumpet pretty decent actually though.
Really?
Yeah.
You stuck with it? You still have one?
I don't think I have one anymore. But if I pick one up, I could, you know. I could get back into it.
You could plunk out Mary Had a Little Lamb like, it ain't no thing.
With soul, dog, though. That shit would melt.
He said with soul.
That shit would melt.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Murray, dog. That shit would kill, dog. That shit would kill if I played that shit.
So did like some of the
homies. High notes.
Did some of the homies have recording equipment or what?
Yeah. One of the homies did. And we just kind of used to go over there, record over there, do a lot of, because we was in St. Louis, man, so I would go back and forth between like doing like some real like super backpacky shit to like doing some like real like, you know what I mean, like, I don't know even
well, like
what
you jiggy
it.
Like, shit or what?
Not jiggy, like club type shit.
Yeah, like pop club type stuff?
Nah, like at that time it was like 3-6. And,
oh, okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah. And, early Cash Money and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you were doing shit like that too?
Oh, fuck yeah. Hell yeah. That shit was the shit.
I always say it's funny to see that like sound come back around, like, and people think that it's the first time that like hi-hats on a 16th note, you know, like, mm-hmm. like that's revolutionary. I'm like, that shit was happening way back.
Yeah, a lot of them songs, a lot of like, it's funny, there's like a lot of Juicy J songs that are like the new joints are like exact remakes of
right.
them shit.
So yeah, exactly.
That nigga been killing that sound forever though. But, yeah. You know, everybody.
That was like the stoner anthems in my high school was like all the 3-6 shit and like No Limit shit, like
anything, yeah. Some tacky ass covers and shit.
Yeah, there was this one masterpiece song. I feel like it might have been the intro to one of his albums, where it's like towards the end, there's all this like kind of talking in the background that's phasing from side to side, and when you're high, it sounds like an evil voice inside of your head or something. It's crazy.
I gotta go back and listen.
Yeah, I can't. I wish I could remember what it was. Anyways, so you had this kind of dual rap personalities where you were doing backpack shit
it's not dual rap personalities, just doing different
experimenting
songs.
With different shit,
just doing different songs. Yeah. It's not even like that, you know what I mean? I think people make it like that fucking crazy, like that you can tell you have to be
one thing or something.
Yeah, that you can tell a knock knock joke and then tell like an extremely long graphic joke about death and rape and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, why not? You know what I mean? Like, it's not really that crazy. I just did a song with this cadence, you know what I mean, over something that sounded a little like this, and then fuck it, I did this too.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, I'm still fucking me.
Yeah. What was your early rap names?
Dog, all types of fucking names. Dog, I don't even want that shit. Hold on. Man.
I feel like you should go through them because we can sit back and laugh at them and they'll be great.
This one was good. I had like Illest Professor. That shit is real rappy.
That's very rappy.
That shit is real rappy.
It's very 94.
Yeah, dog. Real 94,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Channel Red, that was another one.
Simply Red?
Yeah, see, maybe so. That's, dog, this...
Simply Channel Red.
Therapy session, dog. You breaking through walls, dog. Oh, man. Damn, dog. I'm trying to remember now. I know there was like a little period where I was calling myself Jack Horner.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Who sat in the corner? Is that old nursery rhyme?
I don't know, man. I feel like it was off of Boogie Nights. I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Maybe so. I can't remember. Somebody would have to check me on that. I have no idea.
So nowadays, though, your goal is like you live off of rap, yeah? Or like that's kind of the goal now is to be a fucking career rapper, correct? Now that you've fallen fully into it?
I mean, you know, yeah, to make great music.
Yeah.
And to not die. Yeah.
So, like, was there a turning point in your life where it was kind of like, all right, you know what? I've fully fallen into this and I love this shit. And now I am going to start working towards a goal. Cause you said you kind of, when you started, it wasn't really like a goal necessarily.
Yeah.
So, when did you realize, like, oh shit, I'm like pretty deep into this?
I think I realized it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But then, you know, still, you know, just kind of living life, you have to do that sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Do. But I think it was always that. It's been that for a long, long time.
And yeah.
There was so many different points, though. You know what I mean? Like, points that you got real into it that you was like, oh, yeah, this is the time, man. This is when we're going to do it. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, you know.
Right.
And then like 4 years later, you're like, damn, fuck, what the hell were we doing for like the last 4 years? I mean, music was coming out though, but like, I think it wasn't until like around the time I did like Shotgun and Sleek Rifle. That was like when I started being like, oh yeah, you know, I should really like, really start, you know.
Yeah.
Doing it. You know what I mean? Like, what have I been doing? I just have just be sitting on projects, just making shit. You know what I mean? People like would just house shoes, like, you know, just put out Blue Monday, shit like that. Like, he's, you know, because he was like, dog, you just sitting on this shit. What are you doing? Like, you make all this great music.
Right.
So, yeah.
Where'd you meet him at?
Shoes? I don't know. At some point.
In Michigan?
In Detroit. Yeah. At some point doing something that we probably still do to this point, which is, you know, throwing them back and being loud.
Right, yeah. Right.
But a long time ago.
Yeah. What was the, like, scene like in Detroit? And I would imagine by the time, like, you start taking it serious, it's kind of like college years or, like, you're maybe in your 20s. Like, what was the scene like back then there?
I still don't feel like that's when I was taking it serious, but I feel like that's when people were taking me serious.
Taking you like, know what I mean? Noticing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, like, you know, shit just kind of, you know, a lot of fam at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Were really, like, you know, looking out for me, you know.
Was it
a
tight-knit community?
To me, it was. You know what I mean? Because I was, like I said, I was pretty much, I was neutral. It was, everybody I met, I was cool with. I had no issues. You know what I mean? Plus, you know, like I said, I was kind of brought in just through a lot of fam. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it just, you know, everybody, I ain't never had no problems with nobody. I fuck with niggas. Fuck it. You know what I mean? But, like, it was like, everybody was dope. That was what it was. Like, that was what was killing me. Like, I felt like everybody was making super cold songs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that was what was, like, fueling me, like, to just, it was like every song that I heard from everybody that I knew in Detroit, it was crazy. It was like there was a long period where I never heard a song I didn't like.
Where would folks get together in Detroit and like kind of let everybody hear their new shit? Was there like a weeklies or like you know, local shows and shit, showcases?
I was getting them like just through the artists, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But like I think at that time when I was back, that was when Shoes was doing Buddha, so like I was a little late, you know what I mean? I wasn't like, you know, all the shit everybody be talking about, Hip Hop Shop and all that shit. I was, you know, I was a little younger than that. So, like, I was there around, like, when he was doing Buddha, which it was, you know, to me, that was the same shit. To me, not the same shit, of course, but, like, to me, it was, like, that was when I was just, you know, really starting to, you know, meet people on, like, an eye-to-eye level, not just kind
of. Well, to the outsider, I would imagine most of the audience has no fucking idea what that was. Describe what Buddha was, what it was like.
It was, like, a little small place, you know what I mean? Niggas would spend there, niggas would show up, drink, you know, just like a kind of lounge, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so was it kind of loose, like a loose, like, freestyle session type thing? Or was it, like, people would, like, you know, out here, obviously, the fucking, the blowed, like, people would go, they would sign a list up and perform new songs, whatever.
Okay, yeah, no, it was more like, it was more like just, like, you know, just music, good vibes, you know, everybody just chilling, you know, people enjoying the night. Playing songs, you know what I mean? Everybody, go crazy.
So the local DJs would play, like, the new records that the local artists were making?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. You know what I mean? But it would just kind of be, it would be the jams, whatever the new joints were,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I was always just there, like, just kind of sneaking through the back on some silly shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just enjoying it.
Yeah. When did you play your first show?
My first show was, like, on some St. Louis shit. It was, like, some competition shit or some shit like that.
Like, but a talent show?
I think, yeah, some old, like, corny shit. Like, some old, I don't, yeah, it was, like, some talent show shit on some young shit. I can't remember when that was, but that shit was corny. That shit was extra corny. It was at, like, a skating rink. That shit was super corny. I don't know. What was, like, the first one? First show was, like, First shows were, I feel like, were in Detroit. I don't remember exactly what the first one was, but I know there was, like, a long period where I was doing shows at Fifth Avenue, which was, like, the spot that was connected to Tiger Stadium. So I was doing a lot of shows there. Like, you know, there was, I don't, who was throwing them shows? Maybe, I think it was Finale and them throwing those shows. So I was doing, like, a lot of those with, like, I think, like, Black Milk was doing a lot of them. And Trying to think, like, who else? It's everybody. It was, you know, I was doing a lot of those shows. So those were, like, a lot of my first, like, where I would, like, sit and get prepared. And I actually felt like I was doing the shows. You know what I mean? And I would go nuts at those shows. I would sweat my ass off. Those shows were great.
Very active on stage?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not as much as I used to be. I think now it's, like, super active, but it's not as crazy.
Right,
you know what I mean? Which is good.
What was your setup then? Did you just have a DJ on stage with you?
Yeah, like shoes, I think a lot of times were spent for me back then.
Oh, okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shoes were spent for me a lot of times back then. So
that's dope.
That shit was dope. Yeah.
How many people would be coming out to those shows? Like, how big of a club was it?
I don't know, man. Just regular ass shows, dog. like niggas would come out sometimes, niggas wouldn't come out. I've done like all types of them bitches, though. I've done shows for like two people.
Yeah, same.
Fuck it.
I hate performing in front of two people.
Really? I don't know, man. It depends, man. It depends on how cool those two people are, dog.
Yeah.
You could get like a real cool two people and just fucking go for it. But like, you have to get past that initial anger. Because a lot of times, once you see a crowd that ain't there, you just be like, fuck it.
I think that's what it is. It's like a bit of ego or something. And I think, you know, once you get that taste.
That shit hurts.
Yeah, once you get a taste of playing in front of like a couple hundred, it's like, then if you see only 10 people there, you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden in your head, it's like, oh, this show doesn't fucking matter. But then what you don't realize is that those 10 people remember that shitty show forever.
Hell yeah, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of the band, but I went and saw this one band, dog. It went through a couple of people performing. I can't remember exactly why we were at that show. You know, we went through a couple of performances. By the time this band went on, I can't remember the name of the band, but the band fucking killed it. By the time the band went on, it was like me and probably like two other people standing there just watching these two guys play drums and guitar and whatever, but like they killed that shit. That was like one of the dopest performances I've seen, and they did it for like two people.
Damn.
That didn't even fucking know.
Yeah.
And just murdered it, dog. And I just remember being like, yo, like, you know, I got that shit on my computer. I gotta go find it again. But I just remember that experience, like being like, these niggas killed it regardless. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit meant something. You know what I mean? To this day, like, I still go back and listen to that shit, you know what I mean? There was like, at some point, I even went back, tried to find like what they was doing at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, because that shit sticks with you. Like, a good show is a good fucking show, so why not beat them up? But anyway, so at that time, I was just doing a lot of those shows. Like,
yeah.
Like that. Wherever I could do shows in Detroit, whoever I can get shows in with, you know, Waste of Youth and all of them was really hooking me up back then, so.
How many projects have you put out?
I've released a lot of shit, but I put out a lot of projects, I guess. I always look at them as albums. Probably about like 12, 13, I don't know.
Damn.
Maybe less, maybe more, I don't know. Maybe more, I don't know. That doesn't really sound like a lot to me.
That makes me feel lazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't sound like a lot to me, though, man.
I probably only put out like 5 things.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm older than you.
I feel like it's not a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I don't do enough. You know what I mean?
Are you someone who, like, can't stop creating, kind of?
I don't know if I can't stop creating, but I can't fucking stop moving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I always feel like I gotta be moving. This shit drives me nuts, too.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it, like, adult ADD type shit, or what?
I don't think so, man.
Just, like, a lot of energy that just needs to get fucking put somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of crazy lust for something. You know what I mean?
How often do you write? Every day?
Nah, I kind of just write when the time is right. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes the song just hits me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just fucking go with it. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people, and if I have to write, I'll sit down and bust it out. I don't play around with my pen, but like, you know, yeah, it's just, I wait for the moments. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm totally driven by the moments when it comes to music. That shit just, that moment hits you and you just be like, you know?
Right.
Ooh, like when you get that.
The best ones always just come right out of you. Pause, but like the best ones always just like flow right out. Yeah, just flow right out the fingers. You know what I mean?
Everything you say sounds pause worthy, but yeah, dog. Nah, yeah. Like,
that's
the best, like the best moments though. Yeah, that should be crazy, though.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, them woo moments. That's why we talking about them shits that be making your face scrunch up and shit. Like,
yeah.
That shit that's the best.
Right, do you write things down or you memorize them?
I write shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love writing and I hate memorizing. I like on to the next. I have a real on to the next shit. So I like writing this shit. So I'm real like obsessed with each bar falling in a certain place. Like a lot of times it sounds real like I don't really care, which is, you know, I mean, to an extent, I kind of like it. You know, I like just approach it how it is. But like, I like the bars to fall in certain places so that every bar kind of, you know, even if it sounds familiar, sounds unique. You know the fuck I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like, I really do. Like, sometimes I obsess. Like my little brother, you know, Moselle, he'll be like, dog, you take forever to write sometimes. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I take for fucking ever to write, but it's because, like, every bar, every word matters to me, like, so fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real obsessive. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. I always tell people that I feel like when that, the woo moments that you're talking about, it's kind of like, you hear it already. As soon as you hear the beat, like, you hear it in your head, and then you just got to fill out the blanks like a crossword mm-hmm. puzzle, kind
yeah,
of.
Right,
and it
right.
comes real fast that way.
Yeah, dog.
There's another pause.
I missed that one, so I was about to be mad if I had to hear it back and didn't catch it. But nah, dog, yeah, the moments, that should be what it's really about.
Yeah. How many producers are you working with, or do you work with? Like, are you siphoning through beats all the time?
Nah.
Siphoning through beats all the time?
Nah, usually I just kind of will just hit people up. I know, you know what I mean? Or with, like, kicking and something, like, sometimes it's just that moment.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I like just, if I'm over at somebody's spot or something, you know, if the spirit moves, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's when, you know, that's a great time to get in.
You make beats too?
Oh yeah.
Oh, see, I don't do my research, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool, man. That's cool, man. You know, you'll go back and now you'll
now
find
I know.
All types of gems, man.
What do you make your beats on?
Lately, I've been doing Ableton.
Yeah?
Yeah, I fuck with that shit.
What'd you start with? NPC?
It was like a SP, like one of the smaller ones, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that was the first, like, music equipment I used. And that shit was dope. Yeah, that shit fucked me up.
Mm-hmm.
Shit changed everything. I would just record from everything, like VHSs, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, it's just, like, wherever I can get music from, fuck it. Mm-hmm. It's, like, pirate mode now.
So you went for, what, did you have, like, a SP-404 or something?
Yeah, one of them. Like a 404, some 303, 202, one of
right.
them, oh something, number on number.
And then when you switched to computers, like, did you have a desktop or a laptop, and what program did you find?
Desktop. I don't remember the program. Yeah.
You weren't fucking with Fruity Loops?
Not until, college.
Yeah.
I didn't know shit about that until, like, too late. And then, but once I found out about it, I was fucking with that for a minute. And then somebody showed me about Reason, and that shit fucked me up. Gateway drugs, dog.
Yeah.
And then I just, now I'm using Ableton.
Yeah. Is that the, do you think that's the best user interface right now?
That shit is very smooth.
Yeah.
That shit is very smooth. The best, I don't know. Everything has its advantages.
Yeah.
For me right now, it's the best because that's what I got.
Yeah.
And I fuck with it. But like, you know,
what's the sound comparatively on Ableton? Like, a lot of people say Fruity Loops sounds tinny. You know what I'm saying? Does Ableton have anything like that?
Dog, I haven't used Fruity Loops in so long, so I can't even remember how that is. But, I feel like Ableton kind of can, but you know, I'm not going to sit here and bash them niggas, but I feel like it could be kind of tinny, but it depends on how you adjust your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, you know, a lot of its advantages and, like I said, is fluidity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I fuck with that shit because I don't want to have to, you know what I mean? Like, I love Pro Tools, man, for what it's built for being the beast that it is. But, like, sometimes if you're just trying to do, like, certain simple things, Pro Tools makes everything so motherfucking complicated. But I know that's, like, the fast food, you know, nation in me. You know what I mean? Shit has to be fast now, and I don't want to wait a, you know, millisecond longer, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Cause that's really all we be wasting. Niggas be mad over they shit being like, you gotta wait like 2 seconds longer. But, you know, yeah, that 2 seconds that Ableton gives me, that shit feeds that fix, though. So I fuck with it, like, for that reason alone.
You use Ableton on stage now? Do you go up by yourself, or does Shoes still spin for you?
I've had a lot of people spin for me, you know, but yeah, Shoes will spin for me too a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's you know, my go to a lot of times. But I don't really do like I haven't really been doing the Ableton sets and all that. Nah, I make, you know, beats for songs. I love songs. Like,
yeah.
That's my shit.
Yeah.
Songs. That's why I don't really release like instrumental albums and shit like that. I got this like like I'm protecting them until they're ready type thing. You know what I mean? Like at some point they'll hatch into a song. Sometimes it's like, there's no reason to feel that way because them bitches never become songs. But like, I just, you know, I love songs, man.
Right. You go through phases where it's easier to write over your own beats than other people than other people's beats and vice versa?
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think, but a lot of times if I'm not really making beats, you know what I mean? Because at some point it's like, I don't really go back to old beats.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm not really making beats, then yeah, I get out and just, you know, do a lot of joints, you know, like how anybody that you hear me do collabs with, a lot of the ones that have come out over the last year, you know what I mean? Like the John Wayne shits and like Rock Marcy shit and all that shit. Like, you know, a lot of those songs were just from like just, you know, kicking it. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
What do you write about?
What do I write about?
I know that's a weird question, but I'm just kind of fully coming out and saying, well, pause again, but I'm fully like just saying like, I, you know, I'm not that familiar with your music and I wish I was because Mike has told me good things about it.
Oh, dog. Okay. Well, let me see.
Give me your elevator pitch.
Oh, man. I write about shit that happens, you know what I mean, from day to day in a real, you know what I mean, what I consider real way, which makes it real. You know what I mean? My reality is real. Everybody's reality is real. So, yeah, I write shit that I feel like is extremely relatable. Shit's dope. I write about every fucking thing. You know what I mean? There was I think a lot of people for a minute tried to pocket me and say I was like a weed rapper, which is kind of, you know, kind of lame because yeah. I talk about smoking. Who doesn't?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so, I mean, I talk about everything, though. You know, everything. Like, I don't know. Just go through songs. I wish we could just go through songs. That's just like anything that you could bring up, I kind of try to approach in different ways. I mean, like, niggas as men, we talk about reincarnation and hiding crusty hoes, and then we talk about like the dietary system and all types of crazy shit.
Yeah. So whatever strikes you at the moment.
Yeah, dog. It's just real. Like I said, it's just a lot of times the songs just come from those type of moments where it's just like something. We just feel the same way, and that should just be right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I feel bad like I offended you that I haven't heard your music.
No, not at all. It's just like, damn, now what the hell? Like,
yeah, well, that's
now
the thing.
Now I gotta tell you.
Well, you know what it is? the way I usually run these, and we're getting super meta, and I don't really care, but like, because you know what it is? I like to find out.
Where it comes from.
Yeah, I think exactly. That's exactly what it is. I mm-hmm. like to find out where, like, the creative genius comes from, and I like to look for themes in it with people.
Overall theme with me is it comes from just everything, like, everything. I have this thing where I feel like I ingest every experience. Yeah. Sometimes it might be overload, you know what I mean? But I feel like every moment.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I go out and I live it. So I got so many moments, it's crazy.
I feel like you're a little guarded personally, but I feel like you're probably I feel like you saying that you take in everything, I think you're a fucking quietly a sensitive dude, low key. Yeah. And I think that you're a bit guarded about things because, like, you catch yourself right about to open up and you're like, wait, never mind. I'm not going to tell that motherfucking story.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just like, yeah.
Nah, I feel that. I can be very much like that. I'm a Cancer, you know? So like we're very, very guarded individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I try to pretend like I'm very open on this show, but it's all very calculated. You feel me?
No, I just wasn't prepared for what I was.
I know. I should have warned you in the car. I know you do Shots Fired a bunch, and that shit's just kind of like a fucking hour long joke session.
Joke
and shit.
Session, man.
Yeah, that's not what I do.
That's not this.
That's not what I do. That
though. This was like Oprah. I fuck with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Oprah. I'm getting my Oprah training.
I always tell people that like my favorite episodes are the ones where I'm scared the guest is gonna cry.
Oh wow. Wow, yeah.
It's only happened a few times, but...
Oh, it's actually happened?
No, no one's actually cried yet. But it's gotten heavy at times, I'll be honest.
Huh. Oh, yeah. See, it could get heavy. I'm not like a heavy person.
Why not?
I like to keep spirits high.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra.
I don't know anything about Libras.
Niggas like to keep shit balanced.
Oh, yeah, that's the scale, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got you now. I got you. I can tell that you're like... super fucking creative, and that's like,
you know,
I always want to figure out the secret, or not the secret behind that, but like where that shit comes from, because like I've always had this kind of artistic Napoleon complex where it's like I've never felt like an artist, and I look at people that I think are artists and I go, oh, I wish I could be that artsy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what though, like I think I think a lot of times, too, I have this real thing where a lot of times I put so many stories in my music.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to them, you know what I mean? The music goes through, like, a lot of personal shit, too.
You feel hacky retelling them?
I feel like, you know, yeah, I tell these stories. You know what I mean? That's when I kind of let them out. But, like, to a certain extent, you know, I'm like, so, like, from that period where it was just, like, you know, and this sounds, like, so... you know, back in my day. But it was like, I didn't usually care about all that shit for my artists. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? For me, it was always about the music.
I agree completely. I mean? And I think that the era that we do come from, because you and I, for all intents and purposes, are the same age, like we talked about. I think the artists were very guarded back in the day, or like back in our day. There weren't media lanes like this. It was only fucking, they would sit down with Dre and Ed Lover and you would talk about, like, you know.
Rap.
Yeah, rap. And that's it. I think actually there's like a cool new thing that you really can get to know people and you know,
no,
people.
And that's just dope. But you know, I think like I have like a real mayor perspective.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's like a lot of times I'm like, I don't care about this dude's dad. Like that's how I be looking at shit.
I know.
So I'm like, why the fuck do you care?
Yeah.
Not saying that about you.
No, it's fine. The proverbial you.
Yeah.
But the reason that I ask about parents, I think, is because like you'd be amazed. This is our 53rd episode.
Yeah.
Dude, so many of the creative people that I have in here, their parents have very similar, like, they either similar careers or similar relationships or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm usually generally surprised by, like, how many parents are still together. Because, you know, in our country, I feel like the divorce rate is sky high. And a lot of folks that come on the show, they have, like, fucking solid families, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
which is surprising to me. Yeah. So, I don't know. When were you like, okay, I'm done with Detroit, let's move to L.A.?
No, it was Chicago.
Yeah.
It was Chicago.
Yeah.
I think it was, I just got fed up with Chicago. Not fed up like that. Me and who I was with at the time, I think it was just time for us to leave. I think at the time we had essentially, in so many ways, like, I feel like I had, like, burned. Even, like, I think a place of mine in Chicago actually burned down.
Oh, really?
So, like, literally. Like, over time, like, I feel like I burned down everything that I could possibly burn down
in
Chicago. It's just time for a change.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, like, planned but a little drastic. And it was, like, but it was time for a change. And this place is so fucking beautiful. It's driving
LA
me
is nice. Well, yeah. And I feel like, having heard about the cities that you lived in before, this seems like a complete 180.
Dog, it's no fucking winter. That shit's great. I was in the Bay, and they, you know, it gets a little chilly, but it's not winter.
Right.
That shit is the best.
So you moved to the Bay first before you came down here?
Yeah, I was in the Bay. Because, like, in Chicago, I was doing bike messaging for a little while.
Oh, okay.
Bike deliveries and shit like that.
You ride a fixed gear?
I used to ride whatever I could build for, like, $90.
Like Frankenstein
and
bikes.
Because, like, in the winter, you destroy them, bitches. You're Hell crashing yeah. every 2 seconds.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I would just destroy a bike and buy a new one, you know, as long as it had a chain on it that made the wheels, like, I would run, because you would run them down.
In the winter?
I would run them down. Through the winter. Though.
That's crazy. Did you have to put, like, spikes on the tires or something?
Nah,
like
you just got to be that dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, you
but, like, mountain bike tires or what?
I would do mountain bikes or just, like, you know, anything.
That's crazy. You still ride bikes?
I haven't. I feel like I exhausted riding bikes. Like,
I
remember getting the Bay and being like, dog, I don't think I ever want to ride a bike again.
It's crazy because the Bay has some really fucking good bike riders, and that shit seems so sketch up there.
That's just crazy. Doing
it's so
hills.
Hilly. Oh, my God, dude.
I don't know which is worse, like the winter or the hills.
Yeah.
I would personally say the winter is worse. But, like, I never tested that shit. I can't go against them here.
Which is interesting that you brought up your bike messaging job, because one of the questions I want to ask is, like, I feel like you look like a dude that's had, like, a lot of interesting jobs in his day. A lot of odd jobs, maybe.
I did a lot of bullshit jobs, too, because I did, like, fast foods and all that shit back in, like, high school. Like, I started at Dairy Queen. Used to work there with, like, one of my homies, dog.
Yeah.
We was just, like, eat ice cream and shit.
One of your arms gets real big from scooping.
Dog. One of your chins start growing way bigger from eating cheeseburgers. Like, ridiculous. Because, like, you put, like, you letting, like, two high school kids basically run a whole shop by themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The shit was like, you know what I mean? Like, a sitcom type shit. Like,
right.
That shit's not right.
Right.
So we're in there just eating whatever the fuck we want to eat, making, like, whatever they would call it, like, making the little drinks. The shakes, the blizzards,
yeah,
with like everything that they had in the store,
just crazy concoctions,
chicken
and shit.
Fingers in them bitches, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like the shit,
chicken finger blizzards.
Yeah, in fucking high school, man. Yeah. I wasn't, and all that green shit that's up now, that shit wasn't really popping.
Yeah,
then so like, fuck it, just you let niggas loose. That's just stupid. So like, we was just eating everything, and I think we ran that shit into the ground. But that shit was funny, though. That shit was great. We would listen to hip-hop all day and make, like, customers take pictures with ice cream and tell them we was going to put them on the employee, like, customer of the month. But we just we just thought the pictures was funny. Niggas throwing up thumbs up and shit.
The thing that I love about, like, old jobs that seem shitty at the time is that you can really look back on them with reverence. Like, yeah, wait, like that was a fun time in my life,
that
man.
Shit was dumb.
I had this I used to work at a golf course, and I'd have to wake up at 6 in the fucking morning to go work on the golf course. I did it for 2 summers, and at the time I was like, oh, I fucking hate this shit, I can't wait to move, da, 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 da. Now I look back and I'm like, dude, those were the illest summers. Like, I was out on a fucking in nature every day, smoking weed at like 6 in the morning, just chilling. Fucking moose would be running out of the goddamn like water holes and
moose.
Shit, like, it's crazy.
That shit's dumb though.
Yeah, it was dope.
What else though? Like, you know, I just I ran the gamut of like lazy jobs, you know what I mean? I was a manager at like a pizza place, though, like. And this shit was the worst because, like, from time to time, people I knew would come in and be, like, looking like, dog, like, you make great music, like, and shit. Like you could be doing so much more. Yeah, but it was like, fuck it, what other job? You know, just making money. So, yeah, I did a lot of crappy jobs, and then at some point just, yeah, said that shit's not going to fly no more. Luckily got laid off from doing some temp job shit. And then ran that gamut for a little while and then just said, fuck it. And then around then, start to get into doing Shotgun and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
is that when Mellow Music Group came around or what?
Nah, that wasn't until later. Mellow's been more recent, but, you know, yeah, fuck with Mellow.
Yeah.
This is cool.
When you moved down here, who'd you fall in line with? Did you know people when you moved out here already?
You know, Shoes would link me with people, but there was a lot of artists that, you know, I would just talk to, you know what I mean, that I ran into and shit a lot of in different places, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You find, you know, the 1 degree becoming, you know, 0.5 degrees of separation all the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's everybody knows everybody. So, like,
yeah.
It was like moving somewhere and then all of a sudden, you know, it was like, oh, shit. So,
right.
And it's been like that for a minute. So
pretty easy transition then.
Yeah, pretty easy transition. It was like a rough landing, you know what I mean? Just, you know, you're in a new place that, you know, you go from like the Midwest to anywhere on the east or west, and it's like, you know what I mean, the cost of living is so much fucking different. So it's that adjustment, you know what I mean? You just gotta pick up your pace.
Yeah. So, beyond that, this is a hard city to like find your way around even. I mean, well, actually, no, never. I take that back because I moved here when I had, before Google Maps. Like, I moved here before smartphones, and so that was
never.
So when I think about, like, oh, it's a hard city to move to and find your way around, it's because I had to, like,
you had to find your way around.
I had to fucking Google this shit on a computer and then write it down with a Sharpie and then take it because I didn't have a smartphone yet.
Yeah.
That just aged me like a motherfucker, but that's all good. What you working on now?
A lot of trying to catch back up on like collaborations and new collaborations with like a lot of like the homies, you know what I mean? Mm. I'm trying to keep it top secret, but you know, a lot of like super dope shit right now. You know, they got the Amon Amari joint that he just dropped. I'm on that shit.
Nice.
He did a dope remix on that one. But like for the most part right now, just trying to come up with some new Crown Nation shit. So I want that to be hitting the people this year. So me and Denmark, I want, you know, a new album from me, just some solo shit, but like a lot of collaborations with like a lot of the cats that, you know, people have seen me work with. And I think a lot of people that I'm associated with, but a lot of people don't really realize that we're close. So I'm trying to really bridge a lot of those gaps, you know what I mean? And hit people with a lot of different sounds. So yeah, it's just going to be dope.
For sure, man. Where can the people find you online?
Bandcamps, Quelle Chris's.
QUELLECHRIS, correct?
Ooh, yeah.
I almost said K.
No, that'd be kind of funky though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bandcamp, Quelle Chris, QUELLE Chris.com. You know what I mean? Everything, just Quelle Chris. Twitters, you know what I mean? Find me, Quelle Chris. Go to YouTube, type in Quelle Chris. Google. Because it's weird nowadays. It's like, where can you find somebody?
Well, you have I feel a like, name that's very search engine friendly.
Yeah, I feel no like other you could Quelle go Chris's. Anywhere and just, yeah, type in Quelle Chris.
Yeah.
And, like, everything will
yeah,
be
you're good. You're good on that note. It's like, my rap name is fucking Intuition, so it's like, if yeah, you type in Intuition, tough. You're fucked.
Yeah, you have even to give
on,
it some
even
direct.
On Wikipedia, there are, like, 12 different fucking Intuition pages. It's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's rough, though. Yeah, sorry about that, though.
No, you know, I wasn't thinking about SEO when I started, you know? I wasn't, I feel like I'm too late to change it, so fuck it.
Just go type in Quelle Chris, but like everything's funky. New album, the newest one is Ghost at the Finish Line.
Mm-hmm.
But like Niggas Is Men is also, you know, I mean, still, I think if you haven't heard it, you got to hear it.
What are you going to perform to it for us today?
I'm going
to
do Loop Dreams, actually.
Loop Dreams,
Loop
all right.
Dreams off of Ghost at the Finish Line.
Word. Just, my name is Lee. Some of you guys might know me as Intuition, and you can follow me on Twitter at It's Intuition. You can follow my man on the boards, Ben Shim, making the shit sound buttery, at I Am Database, base with two S's. You can follow us as a unit at That's Kinda Neat, Facebook.com/KindaNeat, YouTube.com/That's Kinda Neat, where you're going to see Quelle Chris perform Loop Dreams today. Make sure you guys subscribe to that YouTube channel. We just broke 10K. It's and you will be the 1 year anniversary of the YouTube channel.
That's fucking crazy.
Did you know
bro.
That?
You're our, no, I didn't know.
Our first YouTube video.
That's kind of neat.
There you go. See, it just rolls off the tongue, right? Our first YouTube video was March 7th of last year, and yours will come out like March 9th, I think. So.
That's fucking crazy, dog. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for being the first guest of our new year. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Download that podcast app, put it on your phone, and search for Kinda Neat. And other than that, you got any last words, man?
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive.
Music is fucking great. Stop complaining and just listen to the good stuff.
My name is Lee. This was Quelle Chris. I probably just said it wrong again. Take another shot.
Take another shot.
And this was Kinda Neat.